the end of Parshas Mishpotim, where the Torah actually expresses the words that Klal Yisrael said, that that they really said Naseh V'Nishma. So there's a few observations. It says Moshe Rabbeinu took the Sefer HaBris and he read to them Be'oznei Ha'om, everything that they had learned before. It seems the mitzvahs that had learned until now, not clear exactly what, but he taught them the basics of the Torah. The Ralbag says, the Toelius, he says, Hu lohidia sheroi lemi sheyisgayer sheyidiu loy mitzvahs ha-Torah v'dineho, that one who is coming to be Megayer, and Klal Yisrael, I guess, in a certain sense, was in that matzav at the time, accepting the Torah at Har Sinai, you should tell him the mitzvahs of the Torah and all of its dinim. Tell him everything. These are the mitzvahs, these are the rules, these are the prote dinim. This is what it's all about. Kedei sheyeda im yaskim kemoi ze hanimus. If he's maskim, you know, with this particular hanhoga in life. Ki ein roi sheyekubul ze hanimus hasholem al tzad ha'oynis vahechruch. It isn't appropriate that he accepts this these hanhogas al tzad ha'oynes va'hechruch, by being forced or being pushed into it. He's forced into it, or he's a oynes. That's not proper. Ulezeis hasibo, and because of that, loy somach Moshe al masho idi al Yisrael be'erev me'elo hamitzvos v'hamishpotim. He didn't rely on what he let them know, all of the mitzvos hamishpotim, avol rotzo lehoshiv lohem zichroinom be'eis hachnosom bibrisoi. He wanted again to review the remembrance of them at the time they're entering into this final bris, when they're going to recite the Naseh V'Nishma, lirois im yaskimu birtzoinom lekabel. But lekabel be'elu hamitzvah yekubul zeh was really berotzim, and he says, you see from here that hechrach is not the way to go. We don't want to be me'anes, don't want to force people with a hechrach to be mekabel the derech haTorah, to be mekabel the mitzvahs, but rather it has to be in a way to let them know this is what it is. You now have a choice. Here are the mitzvahs. Here are the dinim. This is what we're talking about, and now you pay attention and make the appropriate choice. But what's a little bit strange over here is what would be the hechroch or the oynes? It seems that the repetition, bishas, the kabbalas, the final kabbalah, when they're going to enter into this bris and say Naseh V'Nishma, is what takes it out of the geder of mitzad ha-oynes v'ahechroch. If, however, he would not have done that, then it seems that this would be considered, you forced us. How did I force you? You knew the mitzvahs from before. You come here, you're volunteering to say Naseh V'Nishma. The only difference is, I didn't review it with you now. I didn't tell you again the prote dinim and lohoshiv lahem zichroinom be'eis hachnososom bibrisoi. I didn't review it with you bishas you were makabel the bris, and therefore that would be considered begeder oynes vehechrach. Very strange concept. It seems that there's a certain level of lack of choice by something that has become part of our habit, part of our way. I learned this already. I know it already. I have all the information. And it's in a sense, the preset of that information is like forcing me into doing it. Well, this is what I got. This is what I know. This is the only thing I know. I heard everything. And now I'm ready to do it. And the only way to extricate that matzav from force to volunteer to yaskimu birtzoinom lekabel the mitzvahs is to review it all with them and explain it all to them and to bishas the kabbalah, to give them the opportunity to see and to say, yes, this is what I'm accepting. It seems that putting information and action and teachings into a person before the Kabbalas, before Bishas Maisa of the Kabbalas HaMitzvahs, provide some type of a force which imbalances the proper rotzoin for a person to be makabel. What this means in human terms, maybe it means that bar mitzvah education should be not just to learn the Haftorah or the Kriyas HaTorah or whatever they teach them, but it should be relearning those concepts that were learned in all the younger grades. Because sometimes, and we see it true, because sometimes we've learned things and we know things and this is what it is and this is what we have to do and it's taken for granted. And in reality, there's a sense of internal force that, of course, I'm doing this. This is what you do. You do it because you have to do it. Why do you do it? Because you have to do it. Why do you do it? Because that's what I do. That's what they do. That's what everybody does. That's what I was told to do. That's what. And Bishas, a person is mekabel. In reality, he's not really mekabel. And I think that, and it doesn't say here, but I think that sometimes there are serious consequences from that. Because a person looks back and says, you know something? I fell into this. I grew into this. I grew up into this. I was pushed into this. I was. It was just like taken for granted. It was never presented in a way of, this is what it is, and I choose to do it. And you know, maybe there's a danger that a person might say he chooses not to do it. Could be. Maybe it's worth it to have a person to make his own choice, even if sometimes we have to be civil that. Or maybe the choice is presented in such a way, and the Torah is presented in such a way that it's so compelling that a person will obviously make that choice. But choice is very important, and I know from much personal encounters with people that there are many, many people today who are rebelling against Torah mitzvahs from that sense of having been forced. And the force was not necessarily somebody standing with a bat over their head and hitting them and forcing them, but just the idea that the stream, the flow, the taken for grantedness, the everybody's doing this, the das hakol, is a certain way, in a certain sense, that it's so much a part of me. It's been so much that I never really stopped to choose. I never really stopped to think. I never really stopped to accept. And I think it's an important point to keep in mind. It has to do with chinuch of children. It has to do with teaching. There is, though, it's a famous, discussed it many times, the Sipurnu on the Vayomer Hashem el Moshe Adonai Me'antem Lishmor Mitzvoisai B'chukoisai, where the Sipurnu explains that Moshe Rabbeinu is nitva for the attempted Chilul Shabbos to go out to get the mon, because his teaching wasn't complete. He did indicate to them that Hayom Lo Yisimtzu Basodeh, but he didn't tell them which Av Melocha they'd be over if they did gather mon. He didn't tell them, he says, the Inyan HaShabbos, the Tam HaShabbos, the Schar, the Einish. And since he didn't give a full explanation, Lishmor Mitzvoyisai V'chukoyisai, which included Inyan and Tam, he's considered that, I guess, Midin Arvus, that he could have prevented it, and he didn't, because, well, I mean, he told them, they knew, they understood, but the educational process wasn't full. It seems that when it's full, when it's given with its specifics, when it's given with its depth, when it's given with its inyan, when it's given with its tam, when it's given with its schar, and go easy on the Einish, I would say, for today's generation, that it seems that it has a tremendous input, impact, and one can be held responsible if one doesn't do that for what's being done, because this would be beyodei limchois if he would give it in that way. So I think that the idea of educating, the idea of not taking for granted, the idea of not just letting people act as part of a zerem, a stream that's flowing, but rather focus and willfully be mekabel, I think is a very important piece in assuring that there's a real Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemayim v'Mitzvahs, and the rest we'll leave for another time.
So what about the Mitzvahs from the same?
50 to 50!